Many state governments are struggling to make ends meet in the current economic downturn. The hardest hit states are those that rely on money from tourism, Hawaii, Arizona, Florida. In Tallahassee today, the Florida legislature met in special session to cope with the largest projected budget shortfall in the state's history. NPR's Debbie Elliott has a report.
Republican Senate President John McKay somberly welcomed senators back to work this morning.
We returned to Tallahassee forever changed by the events of September 11th. Like the rest of our nation, Florida finds itself part of a dramatically changed world.
A world where anthrax is a threat within state borders and in which people are afraid to fly to Florida's popular tourist spots. The result, McKay said, is an unprecedented blow to state finances. Sales tax revenues were already down before the terrorist attacks, but since have plummeted to a projected $1.3 billion budget shortfall. So Florida lawmakers are faced with making deep cuts to the $48 billion budget, and for political reasons, must try to do it without raising taxes or making severe cuts to public schools or basic human services. Democrat Tom Rawson, the Senate minority leader, said there's not much fat left to carve.
If we don't look at generating, income generating or revenue generating areas, we are faced with cutting programs that will hurt Florida children, hurt Florida families.
Rawson blames the policies of Republican Governor Jeb Bush for the budget crunch, saying 3 years of tax cuts for investors are coming back to haunt the legislature. There is bipartisan agreement in the Senate to at least postpone, if not repeal, the latest tax break. But that is not so in the more conservative House. Today, Governor Bush said he might agree to a delay.
The intangibles tax, I know, is great fodder for politics, but it is not the problem we face here. You know, $120 million on a $1.3 billion adjustment is less than 10%. But if it makes people feel like we're all putting a little bit on the table to reach a consensus, I think we ought to try to do it.
The House made its own symbolic concession today, approving a bill by Representative Mike Fasano to give up the legislature's recent cost of living raise.
I just felt as though that if we are going to be asking those who rely on services and ask them to take a cut, certainly we should start off by taking a cut ourselves before we do anything else.
This week, committees will be deciding where the savings will come. The House is proposing cuts of about 7% across the board. Agencies have already warned that will mean layoffs and the elimination of all kinds of programs, from teen pregnancy prevention to help with prescription drugs for the elderly. But House Speaker Tom Feeney says citizens and businesses have already had to make tough economic decisions, and now it's the state's turn.
During an international crisis like we have, is that we've all got to tighten our belts a little bit. And if you are dependent on government tax dollars, that means you're going to have to help play your role and tighten your belt as well.
At the same time lawmakers are cutting the budget, they're also looking to fund a $20 million tourism campaign designed to stimulate Florida's ailing economy. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Tallahassee.